主平安。
Brothers and sisters, good morning and peace.
请我们一起来看起初的圣经。
Let's take a look at some passages of scripture.
我们先翻到哈该书第一章。
Haggai chapter 1.
哈该书第一章，我们从第一节读到第九节好了，第十节。
Haggai 1, verses 1 to 10.
大利乌王第二年六月初一日，耶和华的话借先知哈该向犹大省长撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和耶沙达的儿子大祭司耶稣亚说。
In the second year of Darius the king, on the first day of the sixth month, the word of the Lord came by the prophet Haggai to Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua the son of Jehozadak,The high priest saying,
万军之耶和华如此说，这百姓说，建造耶和华殿的时候尚未来到。
Thus says the Lord of hosts, This people says, The time has not come, even the time for the house of the Lord to be rebuilt.
那时耶和华的话临到先知哈该说，这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？
Then the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, Is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses while this house lies desolate?
现在万军之耶和华如此说，你们要省察自己的行为。
Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways.
你们杀的种多，收的却少，你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得暖，得工钱的将工钱装在破落的囊中。
You have sown much, but harvest little. You eat, but there is not enough to be satisfied. You drink, but there is not enough to become drunk. You put on clothing, but no one is warm enough. And he who earns wages to put into a purse with holes.
万军之耶和华如此说，你们要省察自己的行为。
Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways.
你们要上山取木料，建造这殿，我就因此喜乐。且得荣耀，这是耶和华说的。
Go up to the mountains, bring wood, and rebuild the temple, that I may be pleased with it and be glorified, says the Lord.
你们盼望多得，所得的却少；你们收到家中，我就吹去。这是为什么呢？因为我的殿荒凉，你们个人却顾自己的房屋。这是万军之耶和华说的。
You look for much, but behold, it comes to little. When you bring it home, I blow it away.Why, declares the Lord of hosts, because of my house which lies desolate, while each of you runs to his own house.
所以为你们的缘故，天就不降甘露，地也不出土产。
Therefore, because of you, the sky has withheld its dew, and the earth has withheld its produce.
十二节到十四节。
Verses 12 to 14.
那是撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和耶沙达的儿子大祭司耶稣亚。并剩下的百姓都听从耶和华他们神的话和先知哈该奉耶和华他们神差来所说的话，百姓也在耶和华面前存敬畏的心。
Then Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel and Joshua the son of Jehozadak, the high priest with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him, and the people showed reverence for the Lord.
耶和华的使者哈该奉耶和华差遣对百姓说，耶和华说，我与你们同在。
Then Haggai the messenger of the Lord spoke by the commission of the Lord to the people saying, I am with you, declares the Lord.
耶和华激动犹大省长撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和耶沙达的儿子大祭司耶稣亚并剩下之百姓的心，他们就来为万军之耶和华他们神的殿做工。
So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and worked on the house of the Lord of hosts, their God.
在第二章第四节。
Chapter 2, verse 4.
耶和华说，所罗巴伯啊，虽然如此，你们当刚强，耶沙达的儿子大祭司耶稣亚。你也当刚强，这地的百姓，你们都当刚强做工，因为我与你们同在。这是万军之耶和华说的。
But now take courage, Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Take courage also, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, And all you people of the land, take courage, declares the Lord, and work, for I am with you, declares the Lord of hosts.
我们再翻到以斯拉记第五章。
Then let's turn to Ezra chapter 5.
以斯拉记第五章第一节到第五节。
Verses 1 through 5.
那时先知哈该和义多的孙子撒加利亚奉以色列神的名向犹大和耶路撒冷的犹大人说劝勉的话。
When the prophets Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo prophesied to the Jews who are in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel who was over them.
于是撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和耶撒达的儿子耶稣亚都起来动手建造耶和华神的殿，有神的先知在那里帮助他们。
Then Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel and Joshua the son of Jozadak arose and began to rebuild the house of God which is in Jerusalem, and the prophets of God were with them, supporting them.
当时河西的总督达乃和士他波斯乃并他们的同党来问说，谁降旨让你们建造这殿，修成这墙呢？
At that time, Tattenai, the governor of the province beyond the river, and Shethar-Bozenai and their colleagues came to them, and spoke to them thus, Who issued you a decree to rebuild this temple and to finish the structure?
我们便告诉他们，建造这殿的人叫什么名字。
Then we told them accordingly what the names of the men who were reconstructing this building.
神的眼目看顾犹大的长老以致总督等没有叫他们停工，直到这事奏告大利乌，得着他的回谕。
But the eye of their God was on the elders of the Jews, and they did not stop until a report could come to Darius, and then a written reply be returned concerning it.
我们圣经就暂时读到这里，请我们低头有点祷告。
That will be our scripture reading. Let's bow our heads for prayer.
主，我们欢喜快乐，再次能够聚在你的跟前。
Lord, we joyfully gather before your presence.
这是你复活的早晨，这是我们蒙恩的日子。
This is the day of resurrection.
我们带着欢喜快乐，带着寻求渴慕的心，一同侍立在你面前，等候仰望你自己。
We come with joyful and eager hearts to wait before you.
我们感谢主，你是说话神，直到如今仍然在基督里面，在圣灵里面一直向我们说话。
We thank you that you are an ever-speaking God. You are speaking to us in the person of the Son.
因此早晨我们愿意一同等候在面前，借着先知所说话，再次在圣灵里面向我们说话。
As we wait for you, we ask that you would have the words of the prophet be spoken to us also by the Holy Spirit.
叫我们能够听见你的声音，叫我们能够耳东通达，里面的眼睛能够被你的话点亮起来，更多认识你的心意。
So we could hear your voice and understand it, that the eyes of our heart will be opened, that we would know your will.
好，叫我们知道如何生活行事在地上，能够荣耀你自己的名。
In order so that we would know how to walk on this earth and to glorify your name.
当你早晨在这一点时间里面，你施恩怜悯我们。
In this little bit of time for that us following, that as follows.We ask that you would be merciful to us.
让你用你宝血遮蔽我们，让我们真是不敢凭着自己，乃靠耶稣基督的血一同救济你自己。
May your precious blood cover us.
我们这样祷告都靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. 让早晨和燕和弟兄姊妹继续来看以斯拉记。
So this morning we want to continue to speak about Ezra.
我们说到以斯拉记乃是一本恢复的书。
We have been saying that the book of Ezra is a book of recovery.
以色列百姓从被掳之地巴比伦回到耶路撒冷重新建造神的圣殿。
That when the Jews came from Babylon back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple,
我们知道起初所罗门所建造圣殿因着以色列百姓犯罪得罪神呢，神差遣巴比伦王把耶路撒冷城拆毁掉烧毁圣殿。
We know that the original temple built by Solomon was destroyed by the Babylonians, and they brought the people of Israel into exile to Babylon.
也把以色列百姓掳到巴比伦去。
They were exiled to Babylon.
但是感谢神，神同时也借着先知耶利米在应预言应许说呢，满了七十年以后要把他们从被掳之地带回来，重新建造圣殿。
And through the prophecy of Jeremiah, that they'll be in Babylon for 70 years and they'll come back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
我们知道圣殿乃是神的居所，是神与百姓同在的一个地方。
We know that the temple is God's dwelling place. It's where God is with His people.
圣殿也是神百姓敬拜侍奉的一个地方。
The temple is also the center of worship.
所以圣殿可以说是以色列百姓整个属灵生活的一个中心。
You could say that that is the central place of the livelihoods, the lives of all the people of God.
现在圣殿被毁，百姓被掳，这一切呢都失去了。
But now that the house of God is destroyed, it seems like all is lost.
但感谢神，神起初所定的旨意不改变。
However, we know that God's purpose will never change.
他重新要把这个圣殿建造起来。
He will once again do a work to rebuild that temple.
恢复圣殿起初建造的目的和它显出来的功用。
To revive the purpose and the testimony of that temple.
所以我们想从以斯拉记这个恢复建造圣殿这个过程当中。
That is why through the book of Ezra, we'll see how God is going to recover His work.
我们看见神做工的一些属灵原则。
And we want to see the principles of how God works.
我们知道神做工都有他的原则的。
We know that when God works, He works according to certain principles.
按着他所定的旨意，他在做工的过程当中，一步一步的显明他做工的法则是什么。
Because His work is all according to His will, and one step after another, He accomplishes it.
我们感谢神，神不仅在旧约上做工，今天在新约里面同样做同样工作。
And not only in the Old Testament did He work, but in the New Testament He also works today.
所以从旧约历史里面，我们看见神做工法则，也让我们知道今天在新约里面神是怎样做工。
That is why we want to look at the principles of how God works in the Old Testament, so that we would know how He currently works today in the New Testament.
所以若是照神那个工作法则的话，我们就知道神在那里就有他的作为，有他的工作。
That if everything is done according to God's principles, then we know that God has His rightful place in His work.
所以我们看见圣殿的恢复建造乃是神定义所要做成的。
We know that the rebuilding of the temple is God's work. It is His initiative.
因为是他自己的工作
because it is his own work,
所以神是自己起来开始这个恢复的工作
He is the one that takes initiative to do a work of recovery.
他借着先知耶利米已经在应许了
He has already gave the prophecy through Jeremiah.
所以当七十年满的时候呢，神在那里开始要做一个恢复的工作
That after 70 years is completed, he will once again do recovery work.
因为在那里他激动外邦古列波斯古列王
So he not only stirred in the heart of Cyrus, king of Persia,
下诏允许犹大百姓回去建造圣殿
but also the elders of the Jews to go back to rebuild the temple.
因为环境允许百姓可以回去
that the conditions have to be right so that the people can return.
所以神同样在那里要激动一般的百姓愿意起来回去建造圣殿。
That's why God also had to stir up in the hearts of the people, the remnants to return.
虽然在第二章里面告诉我们回去的人数不多，只有四万多人。
That in Ezra 2 we see a list of the captives that return, not many, around 40,000.
但是感谢神，神把他们的名字，那些家族的名字人数记录下来。
But thank God that He wrote out the list of the heads of those households by name.
我们说到那个以斯拉记第二章，那是一本神的纪念册。
It's almost as if Ezra chapter 2 is a book of remembrance.
这些人愿意答应神的呼召，愿意回去把圣殿重新建造起来，神纪念他们。
Group of people who are willing-hearted to go back to rebuild the temple.
所以第三章等到他们回去以后，头一件事情那是把神的祭坛先建立起来。
The first thing that the exiles that returned did was to build the altar.
他们在那边献燔祭。
In Ezra 3, they offered continual burnt offerings.
燔祭就是一个全人的奉献。
Burnt offerings means consecration of your whole self.
燔祭就是为了得神的喜悦。
Burnt offerings satisfies the Lord.
所以当燔祭，当祭坛建立起来以后，他们才开始立根基，圣殿的根基。
So only after the altar's foundation was set,Then did they set the foundation of the temple.
所以当人在那有一个全然奉献的时候，后面才有神的工作。
It's only after you consecrate yourself can then you have God's work.
所以到第三章末了说，我们看见当他们立根基的时候。
So at the end of chapter 3 of Ezra,
百姓在那里大声的哭泣，大声的欢呼。
Once the foundation of the house of the Lord was set, the people wept and shouted with joy.
我想那是一个欢眼泪跟欢乐的一个交织在一起的欢呼。
That was a joy of shouting, a joy of weeping.
因为他们看见圣殿的根基立起来了。
Because they finally saw the foundation of the house of the Lord being set.
很快，当圣殿被建造起来以后，荣耀神再次回到圣殿里居住在那里。
That means not far behind would the temple be built and the glory of the Lord return.
是一个荣耀盼望。摆在前面，他们欢呼歌唱。
And for this glory that is about to come, they were joyful and weeping.
但是到第四章我们看见。
However, Ezra 4.
当神在那有工作的时候，仇敌的工作马上在那就出来了。
In Ezra 4, when God starts His work, then the enemy also starts His work.
所以那些仇敌他们来到那里说，我们愿意和你们一起做工。
That the enemies of the Lord came and said, let us join in and participate in building the house.
这些是什么人？这些就是撒玛利亚人。
What types of people are they? They are Samaritans.
撒玛利亚人就是当初以色列百姓被掳的时候，亚述王从外邦地把一些外族人迁移到迁移到那撒玛利亚。
The Samaritans were a group of people where the Assyrian kings resettled Gentiles into the land of Israel.
所以撒玛利亚人乃是以色列百姓跟这外族人结合所带出的后裔。
So the Samaritans are a product of the Jews and the Gentiles coming together.
这些是不纯净的种类。
Thus they are an impure and mixed race.
所以所罗巴伯嘛是拒绝他们一起来这边建造圣殿。
Therefore, the Zerubbabel refused their participation in the rebuilding of the house.
这说明神的工作是不容许那些掺杂的、那些属世界不是完全属神的人有份的这样工作。
And that is why the building the house of the Lord, God's work cannot have any input from the world.
从外面来说，他们说我们也敬拜献祭，给耶和华神。
Although they said verbally that we want to also sacrifice to your God,
但一面他们也是在那边献祭给他们自己的神。
But meanwhile, they're also sacrificing to their own gods.
所以我们看见今天神的工作不容许那些属世不纯净的东西进到神的工作里面。
So we have to be careful that impure worldly elements do not enter into the work of God.
但是我们看见仇敌他不是说这样就算了。
But isn't that what the enemy does?
他们在那里来搅扰他们，来控告他们。
But not only did that happen, but they also tried to scare and intimidate those who build.
叫他们手软就不能够继续建造圣殿。
So that they will be discouraged.Their hands will fail them in rebuilding the house.
就圣殿的工程就停顿下来。
And as a result, the work on the house stopped.
停了大概十五六年之久。
Almost 15, 16 years.
直到波斯王大力乌第二年的时候。
Until the second year of King Darius, King of Persia.
所以我们感谢神，在这个时候，神兴起了先知来向百姓说话。
And at this time, God raised the prophets to speak to the people.
借着哈该，借着撒加利亚向以色列百姓说话。
To Haggai and Zechariah to speak to the people.
当我们读到哈该书第一章的时候
，When we read Haggai chapter one，
我们看见耶和华借着先知来向那些像那个犹大省的省长所罗巴伯和那个大祭司耶稣亚说话。
We see that Haggai was speaking to Zerubbabel the governor and to Joshua the high priest.
他们是做百姓领袖的。
They were the elders responsible for the people.
圣殿呢，之所以停工，这些做领袖的人负最大的一个责任，或者说很大的一个责任。
The prophet had to speak to the elders because they bear the responsibility for the people.
因为仇敌的搅扰呢，他们没有带领神的百姓一同来信靠神。
Due to the work of the enemies.The elders of the people did not satisfy God's heart and do His will.
他们没有刚强的战略术在那抵挡 仇敌的搅扰。
They did not stand firm against the wiles of the evil one.
他们自己手滑软，也叫神的百姓也跟着手滑软。
Because their own hands have failed, then the hands of the people to rebuild also failed.
于是叫圣殿的工程就停顿下来。
And thus the house of the Lord's work ceased.
所以当神借先知向百姓说话之前呢，是先对那些做首领的说话。
And that's why when God speaks, He first speaks to the elders, those responsible.
所以我们看见从旧约历史里面，看见一个事实。
Here we see a true principle from the Old Testament.
当犹大若是有一个好王
，If Judah has a good king,
行耶和华眼中看为对的事
，Who does what is right in the sight of the Lord?
神的百姓在那就敬畏神，来顺从神。
Then likewise, the people also would follow the Lord and obey him.
什么时候犹大的王是恶王？
However, if the king of Judah were an evil king,
行耶和华眼中看为恶的事,
who did what was not right in the sight of the Lord,
百姓就跟着去行耶和华眼中看为恶的事,
then the people likewise also walk in that evil path,
就离弃神,
thus forsaking the Lord.
所以我们看见做一个领袖的他在神的百姓当中是有一个非常关键性的一个作用。
Thus an elder bears great responsibility in the people.
所以我们看见当神要向百姓说话之前呢，很显然是先向这些做首领的说话。
So when God speaks in this prophecy, He first speaks to the responsible people, the elders.
耶稣亚大祭司也是一样。耶稣亚大祭司，
He also speaks to Joshua, the high priest.
祭司乃是祭司乃是把律法教导神的百姓。
The high priest's role is to teach the people.
但是什么时候祭司离弃耶和华律法
？But whenever the high priest forsakes the law of the Lord,
神的百姓不认识耶和华律法
，then the people will not know God's law.
自然而然，他们就离弃耶和华去拜偶像。
As a result, the people would then leave the Lord to worship idols.
所以我们看见当神要开始恢复百姓起来重新建造圣殿的时候
And so when we see that when the Lord starts to stir up the people to rebuild the house
那是借着他的话
It is by the word of God that he does recovery
所以什么时候神在那里说话的时候
Whenever the Lord speaks
在那里神的复兴神的工作在那里就有一个恢复就有一个复兴
Then there's a beginning of a revival and a recovery work in the people
什么时候神不说话的时候，神的百姓就落在一个荒凉里面。
But if the Lord doesn't speak, then the people are left in ruins in a desperate situation.
我们看撒母耳记撒母耳的时代也是一样。
Same thing in the days of Samuel.
当撒母耳还是一个幼小孩童的时候。
When Samuel was young and still a youth.
圣经说到那个以利在那里当祭司侍奉神。
And it speaks about how Eli at that time was the high priest serving the Lord.
三母耳记第三章呢告诉我们说，耶和华言语稀少，不常有默示。
And in 1 Samuel chapter 3, it says that the word from the Lord was rare in those days.
所以我们看见那时候以色列百姓属灵荒凉的光景，借着老以利显明出来。
And how the visions were infrequent, and that is also typified in the person of Eli himself.
我想这是我们非常熟悉的一个故事。
This is a familiar story to all of us.
所以圣经上记载说呢，在耶和华灯在耶和华圣殿里面耶柜那里呢，快要熄灭了。
That's why it says here that the lamp of God in the temple had not yet gone out.
快要熄灭就是快要灯就快灭掉了。
Had not gone out means that it's almost about to go out.
因为祭司的责任就是好好在整理修饰这个灯。
Because the priest's role is to make sure that the lamp does not go out.
但是因为以利衰败了,
but because Eli failed,
让神的灯渐渐就要熄灭掉,
allowing the lamp of God to slowly go out.
所以我们看见神的话在神的百姓当中是一个非常重要的一件事情。
And so thus we see that the word of God in among his people is very important.
所以当神开始要有个恢复的工作呢，是借先知传递神的话。
And so when God's about to do his work, he firsthas to speak, and he speaks through the prophets.
所以在哈该书那里，当神借先知出来向百姓说话的时候
，And so when Haggai comes out to speak on behalf of God to the people,
就头一个乃是要显明他们的光景。
The first thing Haggai does is tell them what their spiritual condition is.
看见他们自己当时的生活情形是怎么样，他们的属灵光景是怎么样。
to show the people what is their spiritual condition, what is happening to them.
在那里对他们说呢，你们让神的殿真荒凉。
God says that you let the house of the Lord lie desolate.
而自己去住那个天花板的房屋。
While you run to your own paneled homes.
让神的殿荒凉，人就顾到自己的生活。
That if you let the house of the Lord lie desolate, you only care about your own life.
所以当神的先知说话说，头一个呢是让神的百姓看见自己，我是怎样的人，我的生活光景是怎样。
And so the first thing that the prophet points out is, what is your life about? What is your spiritual condition?
借着神的话来光照他们。
Allow the word to shine a light in your life.
让他们看见怎样生活才能够合乎神的心。
To see if your life has been satisfying or pleasing to God.
所以一面是用神的话来光照他们，显明他们的光景。
On one hand, the word of the Lord enlightens and shines light on your life circumstances.
然后再用神的话引导他们该如何过一个神所喜悦的生活。
And at the same time, shows them, the light will show them how to live a life that is pleasing to the Lord.
所以先知哈该在那里两次说，你们要省察你们自己行为。
That's why Haggai says here twice, consider your ways.
那他们当时的行为是怎么样行为呢？
How have they been walking in the Lord?
神在那说，你们杀的种多，收的却少。
That Haggai says, you sown much but harvest little.
就是说，这个就一个正常情形来说呢，杀的种多，收成也多。
Normally speaking, if you sow much, you should harvest much.
结果他们杀的种多，他们非常努力，但是却没有什么太多的果效。
Unfortunately, they were so diligent to sow very much, but there was very little result.
那就是他们所努力的，好像都徒然枉费了，白做工了。
It seems like all their diligence has gone to vain.
显明神的祝福不在他们当中。
Meaning that the Lord's blessing was not with the people.
我们常常讲说，神的祝福，神的祝福。
Many times we often want God's blessing.
什么是神的祝福呢？
But what's His true blessing?
我想从五饼二鱼这个神迹里面很清楚显明什么是神的祝福。
But from the sign of the feeding of 5,000, it's very clear what is God's blessing.
当五饼二鱼在那里对着人来说是极其少的一个数目。
Although 5 loaves and 2 fish seems like a very small amount in the eyes of man.
但是当主耶稣祝福以后，
but when given to the Lord and He blesses it,
就能供应五千个人的需要，满足五千人的需要。
That is able to feed 5,000.
弟兄姊妹，那就是一个祝福。
That is blessing.
所以有时候好像我们在服事里面好像非常努力，非常殷勤。
So it might seem that we are diligent in a small ministry.
但是所做带出来好像没有太多的果效。
And it seems like you're very diligent in this ministry, but there's not much fruit.
但是有时候好像我们恩赐也不大，好像能力也非常小。
But other times it might seem that you didn't have too much diligence.
有时候我们传福音节说，好像一两个得救信徒，我们就非常喜乐，非常满足。
And it seems like when you're preaching the gospel, only 1 or 2 people are saved.
那结果一传福音的时候，神给8个、10个，或者更多人加给教会。
But suddenly through that, God blesses it.And then 8 to 10 people then start to want to come to the church.
那就是个祝福。
That is true blessing.
所以当他们把圣殿摆在那里，那个先知说这殿在那荒凉。
So when the prophet says that the house of the Lord lies desolate,
他们不顾到神的殿，神的需要。
They are not caring about the Lord's needs, the Lord's wants.
他们反而是顾到自己的房屋，顾到自己生活上的需要。
Instead, the people care about their own wants, their own houses.
所以神说你们杀的种多，收成的却少。
That's why the prophet says, "You have sown much, but harvest little."
你们盼望多得，所得的却少。
That you want more, but you actually gain very little.
先知说你们要省察你们自己行为。
That's why the prophet says, "Consider your ways."
所以底下就说到他们是怎样行为，他们是过怎样生活呢？
Then it describes what types of ways were they.
说你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足。
They were eating but not being satisfied, or drinking but not becoming drunk.
穿衣服却不得暖。
They were putting on clothing but not becoming warm.
人在那里不顾到神的殿，顾到自己的时候呢？
That whenever you don't care about the house of the Lord and only care about yourself.
他顾到自己的享受，他们在那吃， 结果神说你们却不得饱足，喝却不得足。
Then if you try to care about yourself, you won't be satisfied. You eat, but you still hunger. You drink and not get drunk.
你们虽然穿衣服，但是却不得暖。
That you're trying to wear clothes, put on clothing, but you're not getting warm.
那就说你们离弃耶和华殿，你们要从生活里面，从各种方面的让你们享受饱足，那是不可能的事情。
That means that whenever you don't care about the house of the Lord and you're just trying to find satisfaction in your daily life, you will not be satisfied.
你们可以在那努力工作，把工钱呢，却是装在一个会漏的一个钱囊里面。
You could decide to work really hard at work and try to earn wages.
因为他们顾到自己。
But your wages will be put into a purse with holes.
所以弟兄姊妹，这也是讲到一个今天属灵人的属灵光景。
This is typical of man's condition.
今天当一个人不把神的殿、神的家摆在首位。
Therefore, whenever you do not put the house of the Lord as first priority,
不把神的见证摆在首位。
The testimony of the Lord as first priority.
当人要从这个世界里面得到一些享受、一些满足的时候，那是不可能的。
Then, when you try to go out into the world to find satisfaction in it, that's impossible.
我想今天那些不信主的人，他们就活在这个光景里面。
Today, many non-believers are also in the same condition.
以赛亚书五十五章那里告诉我们。
Well, Isaiah chapter 55 says.
我说你们你们那个用钱来买那些不能够叫你们不足的那个食物。
Why do you spend money for what is not bread?
劳碌所得来买那些不能叫你饱足的。
And your wages for what does not satisfy.
这是说到今天人在地上的这个生活。
This is typical of man's condition.
那些不信主的人，他活在一个光景里面。
That non-believer is.Trapped in this condition.
他们用那劳力所得的钱要买那些不足为食物的。
They try to use their wages to earn something that will satisfy them, but doesn't.
但是神的话很清楚说，他们不可能从这些里面得到饱足，得到享受。
That their wages cannot earn anything that satisfies them.
同样，今天似乎好像许多神的儿女也是活在这个光景里面。
Likewise, believers sometimes also fall in the same condition.
当一个神的儿女若是不把神的殿摆在首位。
That if any believer does not put the house of God in first priority,
他们要想从世界里面得到一些享受、一些满足
，and they want to derive some satisfaction from the world.
所以看今天地上许多人要做一件事情。
Then we see that if you're trying to do something in the world,
或是说我们要做一件事情，有一个目的，就是要从那件事情上我们得到一些享受、得到满足，你才会去做，是不是？
That whenever we want to do something in the world, it's often in order to try to get some satisfaction from it.
他愿意付一些代价，从其中得到一些满足。
That we're willing to pay any cost to get some satisfaction from what we're doing.
但最终呢，他没办法从那件事情上得到他想期待的、得着的。
But ironically, you cannot get any satisfaction from what you're working so hard to get.
因为他不顾到神的殿，不顾到神的家。
Because you're not touching what's the house of the Lord.
若是那件事情真是叫你得到享受、得到满足的话
，However, if you do get something that is satisfying to yourself,
你一定会一再去想去做那件事情，因为那件事情的确叫你能得到满足。
It'll lead you to want to do that thing more because that is the true thing that gives you satisfaction.
但是我们看一下今天地上许多人的情形，或说甚至那些信主的基督徒也是一样。
And so we see this as the condition of people inside and outside the church.
很简单的例子就是我们到一个地方去游玩。
For example,
去旅行。
You want to go to a place to take a vacation and enjoy yourself.
我们总是盼望从那件事情真是得到一些享受、得到一些喜乐。
We long to get some satisfaction from that vacation.
但是我们去了一次以后，你会不会再去第二次？
But once you go on that vacation, you don't want to go back.
我们都是再去第二次再去的时候，你会觉得好像没有新鲜感。
And if you go back, there will not be any freshness.
结果那个地方不去，但是找另外一个地方而去。
So rather, instead of going back again, you want to go to a different place.
那第二个地方去了一次，也就不再去了。
And once you go there once, you don't want to return.
因为你没办法从那件事情当中真是得到享受嘛。
Because you cannot derive a fresh satisfaction.From that.
所以人就是在这个生活里面反反复复做这些事情。
Thus, this is the condition of us today.
但属灵事情正好相反。
Spiritually speaking, that is the opposite.
属灵事情，我们信了主以后，得到主耶稣基督，或是我们的聚会，或是读圣经的时候。
Sorry, I meant that the spiritual, what's spiritual is different from that. When we first got saved and had the life of the Lord Jesus in us,
我们在那里得到享受，得到满足，得到喜悦。
We had satisfaction, we had freshness, we had delight.
所以我们一直要想再同做同样事情。
And let's say we want to derive the same delight again.
我们不会再找其他事物。
We don't want to find any satisfaction in the world anymore.
因为我在这件事情上已经得到享受，得到满足，实在太好了。
Because you can find recurring and true delight in the Lord's thing.
所以一再一再的要来这里，来聚会，来读神的话。
Want to continue to meet in fellowship. We continue want to read the word.
所以我们看见属灵事情跟地上事情完全是相反的。
That's why the satisfaction from spiritual things is different from that of worldly things.
这也是许多基督徒的一个经历。
This is a true experience of all Christians.
为什么读圣经读一遍以后，不觉得说第二次再来的时候会失去那新鲜感呢？
And it seems like you read the Bible once, and then you return to read the Bible a second time, deeper freshness comes.
我们会读一次以后，下次不再读，我们就去找别的书来读来看。
It's not the case that after you finish the Bible once, you're like you want to read other books.
因为我知道在这里我得到满足，得到享受了。
Because you have found true satisfaction in the Word of God.
所以我愿意一次两次一再的来到这里来读神的话。
So I'm willing to return again and again to read the Word of God.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很真实的一个经历。
This is a true Christian experience.
因为在这里我们真是得到我们所要得到的满足。
Because in it is true satisfaction.
但是今天地上的人想要从世界、从许多物质的东西得到满足、得到享受。
However, if you try to derive satisfaction from the world,
主的话已经很清楚地告诉我们。
The word of God is very clear.
你们用那劳碌所得来的钱，要买这些食物是不得饱足的。
That why do you spend money for what is not bread that does not satisfy?
但是你们要留意听我的话，就能吃那美物，得享回甘。
However, listen carefully to me and eat what is good.
因为我们知道，在神的话里面，我们才能真正得美食，享回甘。
Because we know that only in the Word of God, that is what is good, and that is true delight.
叫我们里面真正有享受，有满足。
Then it can satisfy deep within.
我记得年轻的时候，有个年长的弟兄告诉我们。
I remember when I was young, an elderly brother used to tell me.
他说：“旧照看一次就够了。”
He said, once you see the old creation once, you're fine.
那新造让你永远看不完的。
But once you see the new creation, you always want to continue to look at it.
什么是新造呢?
What is new creation?
新造就属于的是天上的事。
The new creation are heavenly things, are spiritual things.
新造就是主耶稣基督自己。
The new creation is the Lord Jesus himself.
永远让我们看不完。
That there's no end to seeing the things of Christ.
因为它里面满了享，满了丰富，满了许多财宝在里面。
Because the Lord Jesus is full of treasures, he's full of abundance.
那我们在这里享受不尽，享受不完。
That satisfaction of seeing Jesus can never end.
这是一个真正有属灵经历的人的话。
This is a true Christian's experience.
就是要看一次就够了。
The old Christian, you've seen it, you've seen enough.
唯有基督是新造。当然这个新造不是指他是受造之物。
But Christ is the new creation.
新造呢是要属灵的境界，属灵属天的丰富，但是我们永远享受不尽。
Because he is heavenly, he's spiritual, the delight never ends.
因为只有新造的基督耶稣才满足我们的心。
And only that Christ, that new creation, can satisfy our heart.
我们诗歌那个330首。
In hymn 330,
那首诗歌名字叫做我舍一切要耶稣。
I'll give my all Jesus to gain.
那里面有一节话说，我们都非常熟悉。他说：“世界虽大，我心虽小。”
It says in the verse, "Though very great is all the world, and very small is my own heart."
大者难使小者富。
Yet this great world, with all its wealth,
小小之心所有需要。
Can fill this small heart, but in part.
唯有耶稣能满足。
Only Jesus can satisfy.
感谢主，我们这个心虽然小，世界虽然非常大。
Thank the Lord that although our hearts are small and the whole world is so big,
但是这个大者却不能填满我们这个小小的心。
But that great world cannot satisfy your small heart.
因为我们这个心只有耶稣基督才能填满。
Because only Jesus can satisfy our heart. Thank the Lord. Because the heart was made for the Lord. And only the Lord Jesus can fill that heart. To have true satisfaction. There's another hymn that's very precious,
307.
The title is Having Seen the World's Fair Beauty. Let me talk about the background of this hymn. One time there was a sister who was born blind. So one day when she was a teenager, she went to another sister who had the gift of healing. And thus the eyes of this teenage sister were opened. She was so happy. She has never seen the world's fair beauty before. After a few days, she went back to the lady sister who had the gift of healing. The lady sister asked her, is there anything wrong? Why did you return? And the younger sister, the teenage sister, said, can you pray for me?
他就问他说,
the older sister said, is there any other sickness I can pray for you about?
他说不是,你为我祷告,
the teenage sister says, nothing, but can you pray that my physical eyes can be blinded again?
为什么他有这样的祈求,叫那个姊妹为他祷告,叫眼睛重新看不见呢?
Why does this teenage sister want her physical eyes to be blinded again?
就是这一首诗所描述的。
That is what she wrote about in this hymn.
他说这个诗上的景色他已经看过了。
She said that she has now then seen the world's fair beauty.
你叫我眼睛再看不见,复盲。
Lord, I would be blind once more.
为什么眼睛将再看不见呢?
Why?
他说不然我怕他的喜悦不如从前的彰显。
Because I don't want to lose your loving presence, the true delight.
因为他看了这个美丽世界以后,他说这个美丽世界影响他,让主的喜悦在他身上不像从前那么显明。
She doesn't want the beauty of the physical world to take away from her relationship with the Lord.
她宁愿她眼睛再恢复她从前的光也看不见。
She rather go back to her original condition when she was physically blind.
这样反而让她能够得到主更多的喜悦。
So that she can derive true enjoyment from Christ.
所以那位祷告得医治那姊妹就从她的经历里面写出这一首诗来。
Oh, I see. So then the older sister who had the gift of healing, she wrote this hymn. That's in the hymnal.
所以我们看见当时以色列百姓在那圣殿的工程停顿下来。
So when the people of the Lord ceased rebuilding the house of the Lord,
结果他们是顾到自己的房屋。
They ran to build and remodel their own houses.
他们盼望在那里过一个更安逸享受的生活。
Hoping to have a more relaxing and restful life.
他们却去吃喝满足他自己。
They hope to then be able to eat and drink in those new houses.
结果还是不得满足。
But they did not derive any
satisfaction. 他们赚得多，好像也装在一个有漏洞的一个钱囊里面。
When they earn money, it's almost as if they earn wages to be put into a purse with holes.
好像慢慢都漏失掉了。
And as if all the money just drained out from the bottom of the purse.
他们总是觉得不够。
There's never enough money.
照正常心理来说，赚那么多，那应该觉得很满足，够才对。Because
normally you think if you earn a lot of money, you'll be very satisfied.
但是他们怎么算，怎么努力，总是觉得不够，总是缺少。
But no matter how much wages that they earned, they're always lacking.
因为在那里把那些钱装在一个破的一个有洞的一个钱囊里面，袋子里面。
Because they put their earned wages into a purse with holes.
弟兄姊妹，神的话是一个非常真实的。
Brothers and sisters, the word of God is very true.
以赛亚书55章那一段话就把人真实的光景写出来了。
Because Isaiah 55 talks about this exact same condition.
弟兄姊妹，有时候我们把神话读过去就过去了。
That we don't want to just allow God's word to be in one ear and out the other.
是我们常常做那些世人在做的事情。
Or else we'll just continue doing what the people of the world are also doing.
我们唱些诗就唱唱就过去了。
That, or else we'll just sing hymns very.
就过去的。
We'll sing hymns very dispassionately, indifferently.
很少去默想那些话，那些诗歌对我有什么意义？
Not really thinking about how does the words of the hymn apply to us.
所以感谢神，当神要开始做一个恢复的工作呢，是借着先知的话来提醒以色列百姓。
Oh, so when the Lord does His recovery work, He has the prophets remind us.
所以当他们听见先知的话的时候，他们就存一个敬畏的心。
So that when we hear the words of the prophet, it will create in us a reverential and fearing heart.
先知也在那边说一些勉励的话。
The prophet will speak encouraging words.
先知也对他们说，所罗巴伯、耶稣亚，你们当刚强壮胆。
The prophet told Zerubbabel to take courage, be strong.
百姓你们也当刚强做工。
That the people can take courage to do God's work.
耶和华与我们同在。
That the Lord is with you.
感谢神，当神的话一来的时候。
Thank the Lord that when the word of God came to His people,
不仅在那显明神百姓的光景,
not only illuminating the condition of the people,
神的话一来的时候,
but also allowing the people to come back and revere the Lord. So the people arose and worked on the house of God with the prophets supporting them.
但是我们知道当时那些河西那些种族 他们就来问说，谁下诏让你们重新建造这个圣殿呢？
Then we see what happened next was the governor of the Trans-Euphrates came to ask them, who gave you the decree to begin the house of God?
他们就不再惧怕。
However, at that time, the people were not scared.
他们也在问他说，那些建造圣殿的是叫什么名字呢？
They asked, what are the names of the people who are working on the house of God? The people responded that we are the servants of the Lord. That we have been rebuilding the house of the Lord for many years. The outward circumstances did not change. That although the enemies are coming again to hinder the work of God, but their inner attitude has changed.
他们回答说我们是天地之神的仆人。
They said that we are servants of the God of earth and heaven.
他们真的刚强壮胆起来。
They have been strengthened.
他们不像从前听见这些仇敌的骄傲的时候，他们就手软，就不敢建造圣殿。
So different from the past when they were intimidated by their enemies and stopped working.
但是圣在神的话一来，他们里面有力量。
And that's because the word of the prophets from the Lord came, and they were
神的眼目也在那边眷顾他们。
Able to find new strength, and the eye of the Lord was upon them.
那些河西的种族也没有叫他们停下工来。
And then the people did not also stop their work.
说感谢神，当神一话、神的话一来的时候，神的百姓整个光景就改变过来。
Thank the Lord that whenever the word of the Lord comes, the condition of the people will change.
我们看整个建造圣殿的过程，神的话在其中是非常重要的。
We know the importance of the word of God in His work.
当神要开始激动百姓起来建造圣殿的时候，
that whenever God wants to stir up the people to do His work,
他是根据他 的应许的话,
it will always be according to His word.
满了70年被掳的时候，神要重新把他们带回来建造圣殿。
That after 70 years, I will bring you back to this place.
当他们开始在建造圣殿的时候，
when they are rebuilding the temple,
神的话也再来鼓励他们，帮助他们。
The word of God once again encouraged them.
所以弟兄姊妹，从历史里面一直看见神的话在神的百姓当中是非常重要一件事情。
So throughout the history of the Old Testament, we see how important it is to have the Word of God.
没有神的话，神就没有做工。
That without God's Word, there's no God's work.
当神要开始做工的时候，神的话先出来。
That when God's work begins, then His Word begins.
从教会历史当中也一直看见这个属灵的事实。
And this also applies to modern day, to church history.
我们知道19世纪神在欧洲兴起的弟兄会。
We know that in 19th century in Europe, there was the Brethren movement.
因为在他们当中，神的话语、启示的话语非常丰富。
They cared about the Word of God.
所以他们差遣出去那些宣教士不知道多少人。
So there are countless teachers of the word that came out from them.
在每个聚会里面有多少的神的话上面被显出来。
That in various congregations they really cared about the word of God.
在1930年代在中国神也是兴起一般人。
Oh, and also in 1930s in China, there's also another group of people.
因为神的话在他们当中非常的丰富。
That where the word of God was very abundant among God's people. And it led to various congregations flowering up all around China. Many Christians would want to come to these congregations to worship God there.
So 有人说他们在把神的羊都偷去了，把神的羊都偷去了。
That is almost as if the sun's rays were stolen.
不是偷去呢，是因为那边有草吃。Lamb.
That's almost like someone stole all the sheep. they just stole the sheep. I see. So because the congregations are so strong, it seems like they stole the sheep from all the other congregations.
不是被偷去呢，是因为那边有草，所以许多羊都跑到他们那边去。
But it's not a true stealing. It's because there was.Green pastures in these congregations, and the sheep gravitated towards them.
所以我们看见，当神的话在那里说，在那里就有复兴，就有恢复。
That whenever God's word is there, then there is true revival and recovery.
在那里就神的工作。
There is God's work.
这是一个不改变的原则。
This is an unchanging principle.
早年在台湾，五十年代、六十年，应该是六十年代、五十年代、六十年代。
That when I was growing up in 1960s Taiwan,
在台湾也兴起一般人。
That there was also a group of people being raised up.
他们传福音一传就几十跟上百人得救。
That when they preached, thousands of people would become saved.
我听那些院长讲说，他们去传福音的时候，一些人穿了背心。
That when I was young and I heard these elderly brothers talk about their times, they said that when the evangelists put on a vest,
前面写的信耶稣，后面写得永生。
The vest would say on the front, believe in the Lord Jesus, and then on the back it will say, then you will have eternal life.
在街上游行，然后就许多人跟着他们到一个公园去。
And then they would process through the streets into a park.
然后在那传福音，传福音就许许多人在那边接受主。
And they will simply preach the gospel in the park, and thousands will become saved.
因为他们当中有神的话。
Because the word of God was richly in their midst.
感谢主。历世代神都是借着他的话来做工。
That generation by generation, God always works through His word.
所以当以色列百姓因着仇敌的搅扰，把圣殿的工程停顿下以后
，So when the people of the work, sorry, when the people stopped working on the house of the Lord because of the enemies,
当神要叫他们重新建造起来建造圣殿的时候。
When God wants to recover that rebuilding work,
就是借着先知的话。
God will use the prophets
头一个先光照他们，显明他们的光景
to enlighten their heart's condition
然后再来就是借着神的话来鼓励帮助他们
and to then encourage them into what's God's will
我们看整个情形就不一样了
and then their circumstances change
他们在那就因着神的话他们里面的信心就得以更坚强更多相信依靠神之心
then their hearts took courage became strong when they were able to do God's will
他们就起来开始重新建造圣殿
and they were able to rise up arise and rebuild the house of the Lord
弟兄姊妹这都是神做工的耶和华者
this is all the principles needed for rebuilding the house
同样今天神仍然在这个时代做工
and so as we are working in the age today
只有当神的百姓当那里有神的话被更多启示出来
then we need more revelation from God's word
也有更多的人渴慕神的话尊重神的话
we need more people to be longing and yearning for God's word
自然而然在那里 就有恢复的工作在那里就神的工作在那里
and then among that group of people would be God's work
所以弟兄姊妹今天神也巴不得在我们的地每一个地方都有这样的作为
And so, may this be true today. May he has his rightful place.
那根据到底有多少神儿女在那都渴慕神的话
That there will be people who will long for God's word.
愿意更多寻求神的心意
To want to touch God's heart.
愿意更多神的话在他们身上有改变
So that God's word can change their lives.
当有更多人在那寻求神的话，愿明白神的心意的时候
That whenever there's people who long for God's word and do His will,
因为照着神的话去行的时候,
when they do God's work according to His word,
因为把神的家, 神的殿, 神的见证摆在他们首位的时候,
willing to prioritize God's house and God's work as first thing,
他们愿意先顾到神的需要, 愿意先顾到神的家,
that if you decide to prioritize God's testimony,
自然而然在那里就有复习,
that if you try to satisfy God's heart first, there
在那里,
is revival.
在那里就有恢复,
there is recovery.
但是什么时候神让神的,
however, if you allow God's house to lie desolate,
人在那里不顾到神的家, 不顾到神的需要,
and if you don't care about the house of God and about God's needs,
顾到自己的家, 顾到自己的房子,
and instead try to prioritize your own needs, your own houses,
而想从这个世界物质的东西里面得到一些满足享受,
trying to get any little satisfaction from the things of this world,
那就会落到哈该书第一章那里所告诉我们,
then you will fall into the spiritual condition of Haggai 1.
当时神的殿荒凉,
the house of the Lord lies in ruins.
神的生,
then the Lord's blessing will not come upon you. And people not being able to get satisfaction from the things of the world.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
他是做工的主,
because God is a working God.
他是那个永远不改变的主,
He is the never changing God.
耶稣基督永远是不改的,
that yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same.
他从前怎样在百姓当中做工,
that how God works in His people then is how He works in the church today. Will there be a group of people who care about God's house? That God can finally rest among a group of people? Will God be able to then live there? That God's heart can be pleased? Then the people will also have changed lives upon this world, upon this earth.
神所赐给他们那些东西里面，他们也得到一些享受,
then what they receive, they will be able to find satisfaction themselves.
因为他们让神的殿,
because the people have allowed God's house to be built and God's heart to be satisfied first. May the Lord bless us.
巴不得以斯拉记这里所告诉我们这个恢复圣殿的建造这个过程,
so that what is true in Ezra chapter 5, how he rebuilds the house,
让我们能够照着这个原则, 能够生活在神面前, 一同在神的家里面, 一同服侍, 建造神的家,
can also impact how we today serve in the house of the Lord, so that there will be a recovery work in His people.
因为神的心得到满足,
because He has received satisfaction, and then we will receive satisfaction ourselves. That is the end of my sharing. May the brother pray for us. Let's have a word of prayer. Father God, we just thank you that we were this morning able to hear your word.
父啊,我们感谢你,今天早晨我们听到你的话语。
And Father, we just ask that you would dim our eyes to the things of this world.
求你拯救我们,从这个世界的吸引中被夺回来。
So that we would be able to have our vision firmly fixed on the glory of Christ.
让我们的眼目单单来注视这个神永远的旨意。
And Lord, we just hope to serve you with a sincere heart.
叫我们真是在你面前侍奉的时候带着这样子单纯的心。
Consecrating ourselves so that we can be this vessel for your work.
奉献我们自己成为你工作可以用的器皿。
And we can be this mouthpiece for you and for your Son.
我们把所有的这一切感谢都归给你和你的儿子。
So Lord, we just give you thanks again for this time, and we pray this in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
再一次我们感谢赞美奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen.